This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal agency is suing a Colorado appliance retailer for refusing to give an employee additional time off to recover from long COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Federal law bans discrimination based on disability. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says appliance factory refused to allow an employee extra time off to recover from a COVID infection. They say the company also failed to tell her what alternative accommodation could be made. It later fired her. The agency says it tried but failed to reach a settlement with the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The company has not commented on the suit. The chancellor of CU Boulder is retiring after nearly 15 years in the role. Philip DeStefano made that announcement during a State of the Campus speech Tuesday.
It's been such a rewarding and humbling experience to serve as chancellor of Colorado's flagship university for the past 15 years.
DeStefano has been on the faculty at CU for 50 years. He'll return to the faculty in the School of Education. He steps down as the university recorded record high enrollment this year. A national search will be launched for DeStefano's successor. Colorado has its first plague-related death since 2021. The San Juan Basin Public Health Department confirmed the death and says it will investigate. It hasn't released any details about the person who died. There have been only three plague-related deaths confirmed in Colorado over the last decade. The disease is very rare, and people usually get it from coming into contact with wild animals. It's treatable, but can cause a high fever in those who are infected. This is CPR News.